If someone feels vulnerable and doesn't post about it on Delete Your Instagram, will the universe recognize their bravery and reward it with quantum abundance and gratitude? I fear an answer to that one may require a blood sacrifice to the ancient writhing things and the gently humming stones. But let's chew a little bit on this glob of gristle anyway and see where it takes us. These days, it is trendy to muse about embracing vulnerability like it is a cosmic cheat code, like it is one weird trick for awakening your essence and owning your superpower. Openly wallowing in anxieties, insecurities, and failures is the gateway to the good life. Glory be. Look, vulnerability is indeed vital to virtuous and productive living, but it doesn't involve whinging about weakness or making excuses for missteps. Announcing that we're not perfect may feel uncomfortable, but so does exposing ourselves in front of JCPenney. Point being, while all growth involves some degree of discomfort, not all discomfort produces positive growth. Those of us who aren't monsters, we all have doubts, we have worries, and we all know that we all have doubts and worries. So admitting as much isn't inspiring, it isn't noble. What is acting courageously. That is the crux of authentic vulnerability, which comes in many flavors. Taking ownership of negative circumstances instead of blaming others, asking for advice instead of pretending like we have it all figured out, and doing the right thing even when it costs us something. Bogus vulnerability, on the other hand, seeks approval and sympathy. It elevates fragility and disability over confidence and excellence. It glorifies who we are over who we can be. These two types of vulnerability can appear similar in practice, but they're actually as different as oxygen and a picture of it. One sustains and the other suffocates. So choose carefully. Well, I hope you liked this episode. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, subscribe to the show because it makes sure that you don't miss new episodes. And it also helps me because it increases the rankings of the show a little bit, which of course then makes it a little bit more easily found by other people who may like it just as much as you. And if you didn't like something about this episode or about the show in general, or if you have ideas or suggestions or just feedback to share, shoot me an email, mike@muscleforlife.com, muscleforlife.com, and let me know what I could do better or just what your thoughts are about maybe what you'd like to see me do in the future. I read everything myself. I'm always looking for new ideas and constructive feedback. So thanks again for listening to this episode, and I hope to hear from you soon.